听力课堂，听 class.com.
In his book, Chinese Characteristics, which was written more than 100 years ago, A.H. Smith said that Chinese people liked opera. To them, opera was the only entertainment, like sports for the British and bullfighting for the Spaniards.
In a traditional Chinese society, opera was used as a vehicle to spread knowledge and ethical teachings. Most operas were based on historical events, folklore, or classical novels. They promoted traditional values and moral principles, such as punishing the evil and eulogizing the good, loyalty and kindness, and the denunciation of the ungrateful. Operas were able to fill the gaps in education and teaching, especially in an agricultural society.
Opera fans were like today's popular music fans. They enjoyed singing the arias.
The Dowager Empress Cixi of the Qing Dynasty was a super opera fan. She often had opera troupes perform for her in the court. This is why the Beijing Opera overtook all other folk operas and became a national entertainment. It was said that the Empress was deeply influenced by the teachings of the operas, especially those relating to gratitude.
I know she would pardon anyone to whom she felt indebted, regardless of their mistakes.
That's right. Some historians even suggest that when she engaged the Boxers to fight against the Westerners, she was under the illusion they were invincible. She got the notion from the operas that they could not be hurt by bullets. Of course, she was wrong, and the Boxers were quickly defeated by the Westerners.
Well, if operas had so much influence on the Dowager Empress, I think it would be even more so on ordinary people. Since Beijing Opera is no longer as popular as it was, does it still have an influence on people?
Now it is TV. Since every household has a TV, its influence should not be underestimated. There was a popular Korean TV drama not long ago, which captivated the audience by its costumes and food. As a result, some studios in Beijing began taking photo portraits in Korean costumes, and some restaurants introduced similar Korean food.
Now I understand why the government discourages TV hosts from imitating Hong Kong and Taiwan accents. It also explains why TV stations are forbidden from airing programs about adultery and other unethical topics.
That's correct. China has been experiencing an increasingly high divorce rate where adultery is cited as the main reason.